What we're talking about is late night and early morning low clouds. With a chance of fall, chance of showers into the afternoon. With variable high cloudiness and gusty winds. Gusty winds at times around the corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold blood. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including the western region of my mental health. And the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerting, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker's smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition.
Yeah.
There was no severe weather well into the afternoon, except for kind of a lone gust of wind in the bedroom.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connection. Daryl Bradford Smith, your host today. It's a great day to be on the radio with you, ladies and gentlemen. The 8th day of December, 2005. Got a fantastic interview at the bottom of this first hour. Starting with Randy Atkins from Arsenal of Hypocrisy, fantastic videographer, and he is most recent work was with Eustace Mullins, and we're going to bring on Eustace Mullins as well, ladies and gentlemen. So a 1-2 punch, Randy Atkins and Eustace Mullins going to be on the show today. We are going to talk about the crimes of the Israelis, ladies and gentlemen. They are deep and long. They go back in history and before the founding of Israel. It's Israel's nation statehood was just the culmination of criminality in a group of Zionists that have been trying to cohese around the power base that was built some 300 years ago and in a fortune in Hanover. And little by slowly, the truth about that fortune and how it has manipulated the world into wars, into murder and genocides, and into a massive, massive deceptions is now coming out and hitting the mainstream. It is finding its way into every single person's email box, radio show. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. And I am calling today for the American public to pass judgment on this country, Israel, and declare it, the public declare it an enemy state. This should be a declaration made by the American people, because their government won't. Why? They've been usurped. Our government is bought and paid for by the Israelis, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about that mess that's we call Washington, and the fact is it's going to fall on the public to make these determinations and these declarations. AIPAC is a weeping sore on the buttocks of our planet, ladies and gentlemen, and it is a vile group of sickos who are trying to destroy liberty in every single corner of our globe. They do it through threat and intimidation, and they do it through buying off our politicians with the ADL, Anti-Defamation League. It is a group of sickos. Just make it clear in your minds that these people are not representative of the Jewish people. They are not, ladies and gentlemen. The Jewish people deserve better than that. And in fact, they are duped, just like many of the these moron Christian fundamentalists who follow Falwell and the rest of them are duped into supporting these guys. They are criminals. The JDL and the Jewish Defense League and the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith are both vile criminal organizations, Nazi organizations, ladies and gentlemen, in essence. Why? Because they act as Nazi fascists. And what you don't know is that much of the money that was given to Hitler's regime in the World War II was given to him through Zionist organizations. Yes, it was. These are historical things, ladies and gentlemen. I'm making the claim right now. We're going to talk about the history here. We can prove this stuff. This is not my musings. These are not my rantings. These are not my foolish declarations. They're facts. They decided to kill off Jewish people to frighten the rest of the Jewish community in Europe to go to Israel and found the country of Israel. And since that day, they've been keeping that population under wraps and lied to. Read what Vanunu has to say about it. Read about what many Jewish people have to say about it. Read your newspaper. Enough truth slips out into the regular news that tells you that Zionists are killing the planet. You know, this whole mess that we find ourselves in right now, where America is imploding under the control of this Zionist sick group, these criminal homosexual mobsters, is all orchestrated from behind by very large fortunes of Zionist money. And we're going to talk about every one of them today. Eustace Mullins was once called the most dangerous man in the world by that open sore of a human being, Kissinger. Heinz Kissinger. That German-Jewish Zionist who is a sick, sick, open sore of a human being. And, you know, I'm coming out with tough stuff here, ladies and gentlemen. I got to tell you something. This is not hyperbole. This is not meditizing here. This is what we are doing here is we are bringing the facts to you in interview form. And these interviews have circulated everywhere. I am getting emails and high-five signs from all over the planet. People know this true. They know this is true. They know it's in their stomach. They know it. And so many, many of us have been led down this lying path of deception by these criminals over time. And it's imploding before their eyes. They are attempting, as we speak, to modify and speed up their plans for us. And the plans for us are not good, guys. This is the war of all wars coming up. It's going to be the battle between the people who have the money and control against the masses. It is percolating under the surface, and it is erupting across the nation. They are filling halls across our land discussing this very subject, ladies and gentlemen. And if you haven't noticed lately, the ADL, JDL have fallen back into the shadows and become a nasty, sicko shadow organization trying to do things manipulatively behind the scenes because they can't do it in the open anymore. We're watching. I'm calling on my listeners to make a list of ADL members in your city and town. I'm calling on my members, on my listeners to make lists of everybody who's received APAC money in your elected region. I'm calling on everybody to make lists of people who are members of groups that are against People for the American Way, ladies and gentlemen. This criminal group is another one. Talk to your neighbors. Discuss these facts. Show them the evidence. Say, listen to this stuff. It's not racist. I am working with Jewish people, ladies and gentlemen, across the globe who know that this is a crime being committed against all human beings. All of them. Do not try to call me a racist. I will fight that vigorously in every corner. Don't do it. We'll be right back. We're going to talk a little bit about some news items here. You know, bad stuff is starting to erupt over in Iran again here, and their president is saying, you know, why don't we just get rid of Israel and ship it to Europe? It was the Europeans who who threw that country onto them. It's like a, it's like throwing a pile of dog crap on somebody to throw Israel on someone. And the fact is, that nation was formed by force. It was not formed at the acquiescence. And many Jewish people, let me tell you something about what most Jewish people believe, that the Israel should not be a nation state until their Messiah returns. That's what the Torahs and what the religion of the Jews actually says. And the fact is that's not what happened, and so this is a false Israel by the standards of most religious Jews, and so this is one of the main reasons why they think this is an abomination. It's one of the main reasons they're protesting in the streets of New York City, the Orthodox community, and many Jews around the world are starting to turn against this nation because it was not formed in the way their scriptures discuss, and the fact is, it was formed by criminal gangs so that they could hide their interest in world domination, and that's basically what's happened. And you know, they've also tried to pit Christian against a Muslim to eliminate both parties, both peoples. It's a mess. You know, take a look at this logically. Look back at your lifetime if you're in your 40s or 50s and see all of the news events that have come out of that region and that area and Israel specifically. And it is nauseating, ladies and gentlemen, the crimes that have gone on by these people. Look at the USS Liberty. We discussed it. They killed Americans and got away with it, and we did nothing to stop them. They have been involved in the 9/11 debacle here. They were involved in up to their eyeballs with dancing Israelis, and they had Abramoff giving Atof booze cruises, and they had the art students, and they had Zim moving, and they had the biggest moving company who headquartered there for 28 years move out 2 months before, breaking a contract, a lease, cost them $50,000 to get out without explanation. They just said, oh, we want to go, 2 months before. Why? Because they were planning this bombing 2 months before. They got the word. They told companies like Cantor Fitzgerald, the owner, not to go to work that day, happens to be Jewish, Zionist, ladies and gentlemen. Our financial system and world control of our finances has been in these people's hands forever. The 1913 Federal Reserve Act that we never ratified in Congress and never ratified by voting in the American public, it was thrown down our throats by our government at the point of a gun, has stolen our liberty and stolen the flow of our nation for generations. They created the mess in World War II. They created the mess in the Great Depression. And on and on and on. Same people, same forces, same criminals. And they hide behind this Anti-Defamation League and JDL-ADL. Yeah, yeah. These are facts. And I'm getting some traction here. You want to hear how many people are downloading these files. We know the truth, guys. And we're going to fight the good fight here. The United States consumer borrowing plunges. The country's going into free fall. Oh, boy, wait to see. You know, the whole system requires you to borrow more and more and more to keep everything flowing. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's kind of like when you send a chain letter out. If people stop sending that chain letter out, all of a sudden the whole false scheme falls apart. Well, that's exactly what this financial structure is. It's a Ponzi scheme. And that's why all our criminal politicians that are in league with these people are fleecing the country and robbing it wholesale because they know there's an impending collapse of the nation. They know. The gold price will tell you that. Up around 520 now. 520 and rising. Oh, boy. Call Midas. Ted Anderson will sell you some gold and take care of some of your worries. But you need more than that, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to need to exercise your constitutional right to bear arms real soon and purchase yourself maybe a 50 caliber if you're in a state that allows that with ample ammunition to save yourselves. You know, because the bottom line is I can't see anything but painful events. I mean, they're shooting people for falling off their medicines today, ladies and gentlemen. They're electrocuting old women. They're shooting them in the back five times. I mean, good gravy. We have jackbooted, masked thugs called policemen running around the country thinking they're doing the right thing. If there are any policemen listening to this broadcast, get a grip on yourselves. Tell your local police departments. Tell your people. Tell your leadership. You can't go down this road against the public. This is not the right thing to do. You need to be on the side of the public, not on the side of the government. The government is tyrannical. They are criminals. And if you're backing them, you're going to go down with them, and you're going to be blamed for the tyranny that is visited on the American public. And there will be a resurrection of the American dream, because we cannot live in tyranny long, ladies and gentlemen. It's not our creed. However, the dumbing down of the country has been so terrible. Just blobby people with dumb, the schools have not taught them. They don't know math, science, they don't know where, geography, they can't find North Korea, France on a map. They thought North Korea was Australia in the show that Alex Jones did yesterday. It's not surprising. 60% of the American public could not accurately place the Mississippi River on a map. Yeah. That's a fact, guys. You know, you're an elite listening group here. You've done your homework. You know what's going on. You, for the most part, you guys were the ones that paid attention to things around you, and that's why you're listening to this programming. But the mass of Americans are just, they're 300 pounds. They've got cellulite brains. They've got poor educations. They've got video games in their hands. They're sitting in front of an idiot box, which I never do. And they're just becoming drained of all capacity and ability to fight back. And I don't expect these people to help. That's why, you know, those 14 million people listening to Crop Circle and alien autopsy stuff, can't use them, don't need them. Get rid of them. Don't even want them listening to my show. I hope they tune in some other show. We don't want them in my show. I don't want people who think that aliens are visiting their house and stuff even listening to this programming. Why? Because they're going to discredit my truth is what they're going to do. You know, they're going to run around and go, well, yeah, of course, the Martians are coming to my house, and, yeah, but did you know the 9/11 is also fake? You know, and the guy's going to go, my God, this guy's a nut job. Fact is the reason why a lot of this stuff is shown on websites that have that stuff is for that very reason, ladies and gentlemen, to discredit the truth. To destroy the link to the reality and when people look at it from outside, they go, look at these idiots. They're talking about alien abductions, and they're talking about cities on the dark side of the moon, and they're talking about, you know, all this malarkey, this crop circle hooey, and all this stuff. You know, we've got companies you can hire in Britain right now. They'll come to your farm, and they'll put crop circles out on your land. Get real, guys. When we come back, we got Randy Atkins and Eustace Mullins going to come up. I hope both of them are going to be available, and we're going to get a great interview started. Hang with me. Jazz coming into the next segment, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me here on this great day of Thursday, the 8th day of December. Daryl Bradford Smith, your host. IamTheWitness.com is the website, ladies and gentlemen. Go there. Powerful stuff, lots of downloads, lots of stuff to read, and lots of analysis. You'll get my take on just about everything if you go to the website. We've got two guests today. The first I'm going to bring up, and then the second, Eustace Mullins is my second one. But Randy Atkins is going to come up. He's got a website called Arsenal of Hypocrisy. And what Randy has done is he's a videographer. He's put together quite a number of videos on many diverse subjects. The subject we're going to talk about today is his most recent one. He did an interview with Eustace Mullins, and we're going to bring Eustace up to talk about that. It's a remarkable testament to the research that Eustace has done over his lifetime, and many of the things that he predicted years ago are becoming more mainstream as we speak. This fight against tyranny and the Israeli criminal group that has tried to take over the world over the last 300 years is really starting to be outed here. And A lot of it has to do with Eustace carrying that torch over the generation here. So I'm going to bring up my first guest here, Randy Atkins. Randy, are you with me?
Yes.
Well, Randy, you know, you did this interview. When was the interview done with Eustace?
Let's see. It was done about three months ago.
Okay, and I want to first off tell everybody how they can get that video from you. The name of your website is arsenalofhypocrisy.com. But what number can they call to get it?
Well, they can call 352-328-8600.
Okay. Well, we're going to give that out later on as well, because you're only staying for the first half hour, and I hope Eustace will stay for the whole show. I want to bring Eustace up right now. Eustace, are you with me? Eustace? Eustace, I don't think he's there. Well, thank you. One of the things that happened during your videoing is you got more information than you could put in a short video. What are some of the things that you put in and some of the things that you didn't put in into this video?
Right. I've got just about 4.5 hours of Mr. Mullins talking about his research and all of the things that he has discovered over the last 50-plus years. He's done amazing work. He's such a great person to speak with. He's just so laid back and knows what he's talking about. When you ask him something, the answer's right there. You know, he's not fishing around like sometimes I do. I'm like trying to search for all this information that barraged me since after 9/11. But he's there. He's on top of it, and he knows. And what I've learned from Mr. Mullins is, and I really didn't know about this until I talked to Mullins, because I was working on my second film, which is about the dangers of nuclear war and how close we are to it, called Deadly Arrogance. And I was halfway through that film, and I have great people on there, Dr. Caldicott, who really knows about nuclear weapons, but they don't touch the 9/11 issue. That's a whole new subject. But halfway through that film, I was still researching it, because the more I got into this film, the deeper and deeper it got. And I'm still doing research halfway through this film, and I discovered a piece that Mr. Mullins had written called The Secret History of the Atomic Bomb. And it just blew my film right out of the water. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to have to start over, or I'm going to have to gear that film towards the contamination, in which I did. We all know nuclear weapons are bad, but a lot of people didn't know that they contaminated us and basically killed us with these nuclear weapons testing. Over thousands of a thousand nuclear weapons were tested, and 100 of them were above ground, and several of them was in space. One was way up in space. It was so huge that it contaminated everything from Japan all the way to California.
Well, I've been very close to Dr. Ernest Sternglass, and Eustace will probably know that name. He's been fighting to get information about these above ground tests forever. Our strontium 90 levels in the world are off the charts. Hyperthyroidism caused by this nuclear disease that we've diseased the planet with is just off the charts as well. Eustace, are you with me?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Do you know Dr. Ernest Sternglass?
No, I haven't been in contact with him.
Well, he actually has been fighting this anti-nuclear movement since the 1960s, and the secrets of nuclear technology and how it ended up in the hands of these Zionists is pretty well documented now, especially through Mr. Vanunu's coming out of prison. The interesting thing that I want everyone to know, and I'm going to say this up front again, and I do all often, there are many, many Jews across the world fighting these people alongside us, aren't there, Eustace?
Oh, there are indeed. In fact, let me tell you, the state of Israel is going to have some great Christmas news for us. They're going to pull out of the Iraq situation.
Who are? Who?
The state of Israel is going to back out on the Iraq thing, because they're facing war criminal charges. Sharon and the entire Israeli government is facing war criminal charges for getting us into Iraq.
And in whose court?
Well, I don't know whose court. I don't know. That would be determined later on. But the fact is that the Israeli government now is in a total peril.
Well, it is, and because people like myself and you and Randy are bringing the truth to the public. This truth has been available to people under the surface, but you were trying to bring it, get it out into circulation for years. What are some of the things that that are most telling about the Israeli? Well, it's not just Israel, because Israel is really a front for a criminal group, isn't it?
Well, yes, an international criminal group. Well, you see, the idea of getting the United States to attack Saddam Hussein was they're going to have the domino effect. They were going to knock off Iraq and then Syria and Iran and Saudi Arabia, and they would have all the Middle Eastern oil fields for Israel. But they got bogged down in Iraq, as President Bush's father told him that you couldn't possibly win in Iraq, and that's absolutely true. But you can't tell Rumsfeld that.
Well, what they've decided to do then instead is poison the population into extinction.
Oh, yes. Well, they always do that.
Well, as it stands right now, the interest behind these criminal groups started with seed money from the Rothschild fortune, didn't they?
Oh, yes. The Rothschilds paid every penny for every Jewish settler who went to the Middle East. They paid all his bills.
Well, up until recently, we started paying for the settlers to come.
Oh, well, so after 1948, we picked up the tab because Israel became our 49th state.
Well, even more than that, I don't know a state with 4 million people that get the kind of money that they get from us.
Well, no country in the world gets that kind of money.
That's right. Well, here's the next thing I want to talk about. What we've got, Randy, is you did that video with Eustace, and what kinds of subjects did you get through in that 2-hour period? What kind of things did you discuss?
Lots of stuff. Basically, we talked about the Federal Reserve, the World Order, the book that Mr. Mullins wrote, Carpetbaggers and Scallywags, what they are, George Bush, Zionists, Israel, Mossad, neocons, the CIA, the FBI, 9/11, and the Zionist design for a Christian-Muslim war.
Well, when we come back, we're going to treat some of those, and we're going to ask Eustace his position on some of these, because I know you have to take off at the top of the hour, Randy. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to start opening up the can of worms that is the Israeli mess we're in, and the Zionist plot to destroy us all. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't that music just grand? It's fantastic. Daryl Bradford Smith, your host and guide today in this discussion we've been having with Eustace Mullins and Randy Atkins. Randy, I want to go right back to you on the subject matter you chose. What do you find as your most poignant and most powerful piece that Eustace had? And then I want to ask Eustace to maybe comment further on it. What did you find the most devastating?
Well, it's all pretty devastating, but I have to put it in context of what's happening today, and what it is is you have to understand that, you know, this war on terror is a facade, and that it's really a war of terror designed for killing people and destroying property to stir up conflict to advance the agenda of the Zionists.
I agree with that. Eustace, I've talked to many of my supporters. We know that this is really a fight between, they're trying to stir up a fight between Christians and Muslims in order to destroy any base in the Christian religion and the Muslim religion so that they can be the only one left standing.
Oh, yes. Well, that's what World War III is all about. And the Zionists set back Western civilization by 1,000 years by returning us to 1100 A.D., which is where we are right now.
Well, these folks doing this, who are the leadership of this? I know Schultz is involved, I know that Kissinger's involved, but who are the planners? Who are the top people in the planning stages of this in Europe and in America?
Well, they're mainly secret. They're not in the front foreground. They put neocons in front in the United States, and they're taking all the heat. Pat Wolfowitz spoke at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. yesterday, and he was almost mobbed by rioters, and he had to leave by the back door. So these people, the heat is really on, and they understand that. And, you know, Bill O'Reilly, Rupert Murdoch's con artist, has been saying this is World War III for over a year, and which I've been saying also. But to me, it's a new crusade, and to Bill O'Reilly and Murdoch, it's a justification for the war on terror. It's not a war on terror at all, because the only terror is being inflicted by the government of the United States on the American people.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. And your video, Randy, it goes through all of the different elements of this conspiracy, from its origins all the way through to its most recent manifestations. And what is this 9/11 stuff? Now, I've been documenting for a long time that the Mossad was behind that with elements of the American government in tow. What kind of evidence did you have on the video about that?
Well, we just talk about how Mr. Mullins has done the research and has built up to understand it. When you understand what the research that Mr. Mullins has put in, it's just obvious that, you know, this was an inside job, a Mossad operation. It's a very typical Mossad operation. But you have to understand, you almost have to go back and read what Mr. Mullins has put together and the research he has dug up to get a full understanding of it. Without doing that, it's really kind of hard to see it. And so,
well, what are some of the things that you've been able to discover, Eustace, in over time?
Well, after 9/11 occurred, the New York Times and the New York Post both printed that 85% of the Muslims in the Middle East believed that it was a Mossad operation, and that has never been challenged. So they actually printed that in a press in this country to show how crazy the Muslims were. But it backfired, and it really gave the whole show away.
Beautiful. Yep. That's it.
Well, it did. And the simple truth is, we've got enough of the smoking gun evidence that proves they were involved. And now we're starting to look at AIPAC, which is the real strong arm, the muscle behind a lot of their movement in the United States. The head of it, Abramoff, was actually courting Muhammad Atta and taking him on booze cruises on his gambling boats.
Oh, certainly. They're running the whole show. They don't do anything that they don't run the whole show.
Now, I've dug even deeper. It's not going to help us just to identify this as a conspiracy without getting the masterminds behind it.
Yeah.
And so the masterminds behind this are companies like Lazard Frere, companies like the Rothschild Bank in London, in Zurich. It's people like the Kahn family and like the Schieff family and all of these others, the Warburg family and their fortune. Why are they so bent on using the Americans for this? Is it because they've got such good control, or is it because the wealth of the American population is a good source for them to use as a proxy?
Well, the wealth is a tempting target, but the fact is that the American people are the most malleable person in this world. You can sell them the Brooklyn Bridge 25 times a day.
You're absolutely right. And what do you explain that with? Just the television set, or just the good-naturedness of Americans, or the fact that they're just dumb as fence posts?
Well, it's the mind conditioning and brainwashing, which has gone on since 1775, when the Masons set up the American Revolution. And in 1787, the Masons met in Philadelphia and adopted the new Constitution, replacing the Articles of Confederation, and ever since then it's been a totally Masonic operation.
Now, the Masonic connection to Zionism is what exactly? Did you document that, Randy?
A little bit. We talk about that.
Well, I know you're going to be leaving us soon, so when we come back, I want to get your details once again, and then Eustace and I are going to continue this conversation in the second hour. So when we come back, we're going to get some more details on how you can get Randy's groundbreaking video of Eustace Mullins when we return.
Scotch and soda. But in your eye, baby, do I feel high? Oh me, oh my.
Oh me, oh my, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the French Connection. Daryl Bradford Smith, your host today on this Wednesday, 8th day of December. It is a great day for talk radio. We have two wonderful guests still with us, Randy Atkins from Arsenal of Hypocrisy, and the one and only Eustace Mullins, who has been fighting this fight that I've picked up some time ago. for generations, and it is an important discussion we're going to be continuing after the top of the hour, so don't go anywhere. I want to go back to Randy right now and ask him to give his details one more time so that people will have a way to get to his videos. You're going to have your a link to my on my site soon, Randy, so they can also soon go to French Connection if they'd like. But you want to give them the information one more time, the phone number?
Sure. It's 352-328-8600, and the website is www.arsenalofhypocrisy.com. That's A-R-S-E-N-A-L, the word of, and hypocrisy, H-Y-P-O-C-R-I-S-Y.com. And you can see a little clip of Hustis on there and a couple of my past films.
Well, I got to tell you, you know, there are many people across the country, Eustace, coming out of the woodwork to fight this fight now. It was a lot harder for us to get any traction just some months ago. But the fact is, people are starting to listen. They're watching the implosion before their eyes, and we're not going to take it, are we, Eustace?
No, indeed. Well, the battle is coming out in the open at Andrew Jackson in New Orleans right now. And we're no longer sniping in the woods. This is open battle.
I agree with you, and you know, right now the information that we're able to get out to the public because of this internet, this the biggest mistake they made was not realizing the internet would change things the way it did.
Well, they never expected that, and they thought that Iraq would be a pushover as it was for Bush Sr. in '91, and they got bogged down, and they couldn't go into Iran, they can't go into Syria, they can't go into Saudi Arabia, so they have nowhere to go. And Saddam Hussein coming to trial, you see, put the heat on the thing. I knew they could never trust Saddam Hussein because he has been a CIA asset for the last 40 years. And I've said to people repeatedly, the only thing that we can do with Saddam Hussein is to give him his 40-year pension from the CIA.
Well, you know, that's probably true in more ways than anybody realizes. But, you know, here's the thing. The American form of government has been corrupted for more than our lifetimes, Eustace. In fact, any of the liberties that we thought we had were wiped out in 1913 by the Federal Reserve Act. And I want to, when we return, get into that criminal act that was never ratified by the public and just how our judicial system has been taken over and other things. All of these things, ladies and gentlemen, show up in Randy Atkins' video of Eustace and that interview. You also have some other interviews that you've, work that you've done. You'll see all of it on Randy's site. Fantastic stuff. I was very impressed with your work, Randy, and I want to thank you for coming on the French Connection for this short time. I will invite you back to do another stint with us.
Very good. Thank you.
Eustace, we're going to be back on in about 6 minutes. You can have a cup of tea.
Oh, very
and
good.
When we get going again, we're going to open up this Pandora's box and kick some fanny. How's that?
Oh, that'll be great.
All righty.
So I don't need to hang up then.
No, you don't need to hang up, sir.
Okay, 6 minutes. I'll be right
you
with
betcha. You. You betcha. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.